Yeah, this Felon here from Radio Skid Row. We're here down the block at the moment, a couple of days after riots. Are you talking to Shane Phillips? How you doing, bros?
Good, my brother. Yourself?
Oh, surviving?
Yeah, that's all we can do at this stage,
Just want to have a yarn about what was happening the other night. You reckon the mob's feeling about it?
Well, I can tell you now, you know, like, a few people have been saying, and a lot of our elders, you know, they said, well, they've been dormant for a long time, but they said, like, it's awoken the sleeping giant. It's given them this drive now to get up and sort of take control of our community.
Yeah.
And like used to be the way, you know. So now, what you're going to find is we're going to be a little bit more organised, I think people just got a bit tired. And all in the past, all the meetings we've had, and the trouble with the ganja bulls and that. Now we've got an idea that people want to be part of something and help our young fellas get away of breaking the cycle and giving them some hope, you know, and everyone's got to play a role in it.
I hope so, it's needed, yeah. I reckon this has been brewing for the last 12 months and that. I've been predicting that, you know.
Yeah, no, that's right. It has been brewing for a good while now, and I think what happened, you know, as unfortunate as it is and as sad as it is, TJ's left a little legacy behind him.
Yeah.
It's given some people, hope and some drive.
Like you're saying, the drive, I think that's what's needed.
And we're going to have some sort of vision on it all, and this is the way I think we've ignited it.
I think the Gungies didn't expect the boys to be so organised either.
Yeah, and you know what? It's amazing because you look how organised, there was no planning in it.
No.
Just emotional.
Yeah.
And during the time, they became very resourceful.
Extremely.
Yeah. And, although it probably wasn't the best way to go, it's given us an audience. It's given us a platform to talk about things, you know?
I think, giving us a worldwide audience too, which is, like you said, not necessarily the best way to go about it, but I think that's something that's been needed.
Yeah.
The world needs to know what's going on.
Yeah, everyone can do a lot of talking, and, you know, talk's going to be good, but if it's there's no action with it, it's going to be cheap.
That's right.
And we're going to make things happen now. This is just whatever we say now has got to be turned into something that's going to be powerful. And it can affect out there, can affect a lot of people around the country.
Yeah. And then, like you say, these negative style needs to be turned to something
positive and change it all up, you know, get some of these words and thoughts and put them into
the action there.
Yeah, that's right, because in Redfern things have started here for a long time, and that's spun out around the community, around the country, and that's exactly what we're hoping, something good enough, because drugs and that's affecting all of us around the place, and we want to be able to deal with that. We want to be able to deal with when coppers are doing the wrong thing.
Yep.
We want to have something strong, and everyone, power to them, our oppressor is when we're divided, and it's like in the mind of the oppressed, you know. So once we're all one, they're going to find that we've done something to take back our pride and dignity.
Which is something that happened the other night, that everyone sort of hit as one.
Came
together as
one. It started because of police, denying a chase, the spin-off of it, I don't think they realise, is that, how people are looking at the long-term visions of it all and how they can deal with it.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the whole, the strength of this whole thing.
I mean, it's almost similar too to the Waterloo ones last year, where they knocked the 11-year-old kid.
Yeah.
And he was actually giving himself up.
Yeah, so, two things. We're going to make sure police are dealing with our people in a more caring way. They've got to do their job, but we'd like them to be treat people the way they like to be treated.
Yeah.
And the other spin-off for our side of the thing, we need to knock it as a community. We need to start worrying about our families, dealing with our families and our children, and knock the gear, the drugs. We need to really they're taking away our fighters.
That's
so we need to start destroying that little power base.
That's true.
So, anyone out there tomorrow night, Wednesday night, probably about 8 o'clock, there's going to be a couple of bands playing in the park at Beverly Street. I want people just to come down and be there. Come down, bring a feed down, and just sit around with people and let them know that we're all one. That's all.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be an us or you from there and we're from Redfern, it's going to be everyone together. Yep. We're all together.
Yeah.
Because it's just, we might just live on the block here, but we belong to that wider community, you know, to our old people.
One mob.
Yeah. So 8 o'clock, anyone gets a chance, we need them down there.
Cool. Well, thanks for that, Shane, the community member.
yeah, community member.
And we'll speak to you later, bros. Thank you.
Thank you.
Are you down in your woolly car? Ex-champ boxer. Yeah, just have a yarn a bit what happened the other night there.
I just watched it all on TV. Then the next day they tell me what happened and everything. You know, you hear stories from both sides and I don't know the full story of it. But we had a meeting with the senior police yesterday afternoon and the senior elders are here and we had a barbecue last night. Everyone enjoyed the barbecue and it seems to be a bit of, well, it's quiet today. Everyone's walking around, everyone's saying hello to everybody today. As you can see that yourself.
Yeah. How do you reckon the boys still feeling though? They've got a lot of anger still going on.
Oh, yeah, you know, yeah. There's anger, but, you know, but anger goes both ways, mate, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you got a lot of shit here. It's not the police, it's not always the police's fault, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It goes both ways, mate, you know. You got the scallywags that want to come here, you mean, and carry on. They want to fight and everything, you mean. We don't want that no more, brother.
Yeah.
No, you want to fight, go and jump in the ring like I used to do.
As I said, eh?
Yeah, you paid for it, but you finish up like me.
Yeah. No worries.
All right, brother, thanks very much.
Cheers, Unc.
Thank you.
You're down the block here with Dr. Green's son, or Richard Green. Just having a yarn about what everyone's in. What do you reckon the feeling is down here at the block amongst the people at the moment, brother?
Grief. The feeling is grief. You know, we're waiting for all this... the media reports to die down so we can find a sense of being normal again, you know. We've had a lot of trouble in the community over the last 2 days, mate. Yeah, haven't had time quite to just think about food, you know. We're still trying to grieve, you know.
Yeah.
And too many people out there trying to create a platform to make a martyr out of one of our children, and I don't think that's right. And it's a sad event, you know. Reading reports all morning that we're dysfunctional and all the rest of it, you know. We're a culture of people that are surrounded, you know. We are surrounded. We're 1.7% of the population. We're the most jarred race of man on earth, you know. So how do you think we're going to feel? You know, it all comes back to the community, man. It comes back to colonisation.
What do you reckon, bros, about the media, besides us, of course, is handling it?
Yeah, obviously, it's been blown out of proportion. These were dozens of kids from outside the community. Most of them didn't even live here. And if you look at the photos, most of the women are leaning on the poles, you know. I mean, they're not involved with throwing bricks and everything. It took one of the older women to come here and calm it all down, you know. And by voice alone and by presence alone, she did, you know. And I don't like to hear my leaders, our leaders, being attacked like they are through the press, you know. We do have a couple of fine spokesmen around here in the community, and they need to be listened to.
What do you reckon, brother, about how John Brogdon wants to bulldoze block?
Well, he can say what he likes. We're bulldozing it anyway and rebuilding it in the face of the country and for the rest of the world to see that as a community we can live together and grow, you know. It's just wrong that we've been ignored so long and it had to boil to this.
In your eyes, brother, what's the future of the block going on, you know, down this career?
64 Aboriginal families living here in peace and harmony. All different levels of income and working together. And as you can see by the clever men walking around right now, brother, one's going to pass us over the screen in a moment, that we're all here to heal and work together, you know? And we're tired of it, brother. We've been getting slapped by the media and the general public, the government. The constituents aren't they're not our enemy. You know, we do have problems with the government, though. You know, and we just want to live peacefully and get along like everyone else. You know, there's families here, man. It's not all dons in thongs, yeah?
I heard a Herald reporter ask about the funeral and that for TJ. What was your response to the lad? Because it's not a question I could ask you, as I could know.
That's not my place to talk about, brother. I'm still grieving for the boy. You know, I've watched him run around here at times when he's been down from up the country, and a beautiful kid.
Exactly, brother. Good answer. As I said, I couldn't ask that question.
You know what I mean? Sick of our children being having their hair ripped on the back of their neck by grown men. You know, not all coppers are responsible, brother, but there's quite a few of them that are quite bigoted, you know, and violent towards children, man. You know, they don't come and pull our hair like that, or if they do, they come in groups of 6 and 7, you know? And it's getting frustrating, man. They know we want to find a solution to it, you know? We have it 24/7, 24/7, 365 days a year. They stand up here and look down at the block. Now, yesterday, after all this trouble, a car got sideswiped, a man nearly got killed, and all they did was raise their hats at it, right? 2 minutes later, somebody from off the community walked on the community, and this is for record, and threw a bag full of tools at a reporter from Channel 10. All right, that was the only other violence that was caused in those after the event, and it was done again by people outside the community. You know, it's not all the people here that are perpetrating the violence, brother. You know,
for the people out there who don't know, might be listening to the radio. How long you reckon it's gonna take to get all of this together and for the community to settle down?
How long is it gonna take for the government to come to the table and really talk about our issues? Exactly. They're not problems, they're issues. We don't want, we need, you know? So if you're asking me a question that is rhetorical, you can answer yourself, that's when they make the decision to come to the table, you know, and sit upon the grass and listen, you know? They're too quick to dictate, you know? They don't want to listen. There's too many people speaking from factions that are not making sense to the general public, you know? And they use that as a tool against us, you know?
What do you feel is a solution, or how can we get down and help the community here?
Well, we can listen to elders like Wally Carr and leaders like Wally and Shane Phillips and everyone involved, Kevin Smith, everybody, you know? Everyone that's got solutions to the problem, and we can start listening and follow these men's direction. You know, we've lost control over the youth, man. It's not just Koori people that have. Outside of this community, they've lost control over youth. You know, it's children at home now dictating to their parents because of the instant gratification they got for their own minds from the internet. They're learning that quick that their parents are becoming like, you know, homers about them, you know? And it's the whole generation's turned like this, you know? We have to put in place practical solutions for our young, man, and stop worrying about ourselves as elder people and despising their youth, because that's what man does. There's nothing wrong with any little child except he grows up about me and you. But in the reality of the big game, this is life, man, you know? And we have to put up with it. We don't want people coming in off the community and despising, you know, and our children again being blamed as the instigators and the culprits, you know? As you can see, you know, it's the community trying to work together to bring it back to just being able to walk around with a smile on your face. You know, it's tiring, man. We've got the state government on side. You know, they are behind us 100% because they realise that we are the asset of the country, brother. Unless Australia wakes up to the fact that the human rights and the conditions with human rights are totally deplorable, then, man, we're in trouble. Fair dinkum. Oi, oi, oi. We're in trouble, people. You know? At birth, we cried for the rope of our mother's navel. No steps towards the gallows. No rope placed about our neck by the man with the hood, the gavel, or a stranger. No proclamation as firstborn did we receive, bud, yet born unto Her Majesty, as we did with deceived, bud. You know? It's all in the pros and in the cons, cuz. You know? And we have to start listening to our people, and especially our elder men and women around here. You know, the children, you know, the lifestyle itself. It's not all negative, man. There's a lot of great things coming out of here, you know, but the press, and the general press nationwide concentrate on Redfern. Redfern is not Aboriginal. It's a community of people from all over the nation stuck together, you know, on Bidjigal, Darug, Gadigal land.
Can tell me what I overheard you saying to that other reporter there when he interviewed you.
You got to edit this properly. Yeah, I'm going to sing you. I mean, Dad said grab some of your hair and send you a feather, all right? That way you can tickle yourself with it while you're dreaming. Oh, I'm not an elder, brother, I'm a boy. I'm contemporary, urban Aboriginal, but...
What would you like? I mean,
I think after my lifestyle, I'd never survive initiation. I've been on the wrong side of the track.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
The real law is about righteousness, brother.
Yeah.
It's about bringing it back. We're not warmongers, man. We're Gentile people.
Yeah.
Love our children, love our elders, and we just want to live in harmony. So, now we're at it right.
Hey, we can't start a bopping and dancing.
Running out, eh?
Hey, too late. Whoever runs the barbecue and that, I'll say, listen, see these lads? You put them up. Get them up early, because that'll get everyone happy and that.
Yeah.
That's all we want, see?
Right down the block here with Westy now, just having a yarn about what happened the other night. What are you feeling about it, brothers? What do you reckon the community's feeling?
Well, the community's feeling, you know, uneasy, but unsettled at the moment because of what's been happening with our kids. You know, well, the kids started all, you know, they're the ones who were in the front line last night and for the last fucking 15 years of their life, they was in the front line, you know? And they're trying to say that we put them in the front line Sunday night.
Yeah,
but they always been in the front line because the police are they're the first people that they're attacking is our children.
That's right.
You know, not only the police, the other bureaucrats and all that too, they're attacking our kids, you know. They've got the welfare department taking our kids away. Yeah.
Yep.
We got the black folks working in the welfare department they've got them to employ them now to fucking take our kids away.
And that's part of why you run when you see a corporal.
Yeah. This is why, yeah, and the corporals turn around, they're playing mind games with these kids. They turn around and they'll arrest them and you know, 5 minutes later they'll let them go. They turn around and case them again the next day, you know?
Yeah.
Because
they just pointing at us now.
Yeah, and they turn around, oh, look at these two, what are they talking about, you know? We're talking about you two driving down
That's
here.
Right.
And these politicians, you know, they don't come down here only when there's something happening.
Yeah.
They turn around and got to take, say, this is a no-go zone for police. Please come down. If we had a fucking dollar for every cop car come down here, I've been here since I was 16, I'm 37 now, 37 in July, right? For every cop car I've seen down come down here for a dollar, I would have been a fucking, we would have been multi-millionaires who lived on this fucking block.
Yeah, a couple hundred a day.
Yeah, yeah. Well, for a cop come down here, you know, a day, we probably about $100, $110 a day you'll probably get.
Right.
Each cop car, you know, a dollar a day of each kind of come down here. You'll probably end up with a fucking $110 a day.
Right.
And over that fucking,
that's just gonna build
over that 20-year period that I was here, you know, we could have been fucking multi-millionaires for all the cop cars. So they can't say this is a no-go zone for cops because they come down here every fucking 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
You know? And it's not only Redfern cops. You got out of town, you got fucking Botany Bay, you got fucking Newtown, Marrickville,
yeah.
And you know, Leichhardt, and even far away is fucking Campbelltown.
Yeah.
You know, you see them driving through here. Just to come and have a look, or just, oh, let's have a look, you know, or drive past.
What do you reckon going to happen if, like Brodgen, he wants to bulldoze the place now, and you reckon that's just going to have more,
well, let's
more
go and
violence?
Let's go and bulldoze, you know, Pot Point down there, you know?
Yeah.
Let's go and bulldoze that and move all the black fellas and build the houses there for black fellas, you know?
But what
I mean, doesn't matter where we move to, you know, the same problem is going to arise wherever we are, but here as a community, it's isolated in our community, and it's up to our community people to and look after that problem. But there's no help from the outside people because no one wants help. They got their jobs, you know, they got where they want to be, but no one wants to come back down to our grassroots people to and help them out.
Yeah.
But they're living off the fucking blood, sweat and tears of our people, though.
Yeah.
Who are struggling, you know, and these people who fucking struggle and pass away and died, you know, from the struggle. They get no recognition. These people up here living in fucking, they're fucking $120,000 fucking house with a swimming pool and a fucking big V8 Commodore, you know, driving past here every day, waving up, or don't even fucking drive past, you know. As far as they get to the club, to the block is the RSL club.
Yeah.
And then this is where they get the information from, past from people who live down the block, they go meet them at the fucking club. Oh, this is what happened here the other night, you know.
Yeah.
And then they go past it back onto the, these fellas like they knew what's going on.
Yeah.
Like, you know, this is why they think that, they know everything. Like the media think, oh, these people, they're the people who fucking know everything in this place because we're passing information to them.
Mm.
And then they turn around, oh, we know what's going on, you know. This is what needs to be done.
And they're not down there living
yeah.
in it.
Yeah, they're not down here every day.
Yeah.
I mean, I got 8 children of my own and I never moved out because of housing reasons. There was not enough, I mean, I wouldn't have moved if there was plenty of room. If there was a 5-bedroom house for me, I wouldn't have moved, you know.
Yeah.
Because I got 8 kids now and I need a place suitable for my, yeah.
They've been trying to move us out.
I never moved farther, I moved out to Glebe, but I come here every day, you know, because this is my people, this is my place, this is my meeting place, this is where I have my corroboree every day. I mean, I don't care if it's got to be with a guitar and or a couple of beers up the top and a tree with people. That's a crobbery. Or yeah. You're sitting around all day talking or yarning, you know. That's a crobbery day because these white folks took that thing away from us.
That's our community spirit that they've been trying to break up.
This is the last sort of thing that we got left in our cult is our spirit, right? And they can't break that because it's never ending. It's, you know, this land, the longer this land survives, we will survive, right? Yeah. And the longer we survive, the land will survive. And these white folks got to understand that, you know?
That's it. Cool. Thanks for that, Wes.
No worries, bro. Anytime.
I'll speak to you later, bro.
No worries, Cass.
Thank you. Tell us, Bill, what you think about the other night?
Oh, you know.
You're old to be.
Yeah,
Gay, what do you reckon the boys are feeling in the evening? You and the rest of the boys.
Very shocking, really, bro. It's just shocking. Like, he's been around and they've put complaints into about him getting transferred and leaving the kids alone and that. Like, I think he's more into chasing kids and just picking on anyone he likes and that. And what happened was that everyone was grieving over their little friend, our little nephew, our cousin and that. And it's a bit hard to explain in it. Like,
everyone still be grieving,
And the police are saying this and everyone wants to get on the bandwagon and that, but his mum asked us show respect and don't do no more wrong things now, just so she can
grieve
and have properly grieve and put her son to rest, her only son. And like for a father, I'm a father of four, but I have two boys and two girls, and which like I'd know how I'd feel if I lost my kid. Yeah, but having just one boy out of seven, that'll be really devastating. Your only boy, and like you had plans for his 18th birthday and that, and like he never got to see it, God bless his soul. And it would turn your life upside down, and like some people, like they hype on alcohol and drugs and that. Not only us, there's all different race. And all the people in the pensioners' flat and that, like they're not Aboriginal consent, but they out there telling what they saw and what happened. And I'm really, really very honoured and that for them to come out. Like they could have just
showed their support.
Showed their support, but they could have just shut their doors and done what they want. I never saw nothing, but for good citizens around the area and that, it bring it right out and showed everyone that hey, there are good people, not just one race. They're all different races, and they're there to help kids, not just Aboriginal, Koori, Chinese. They're there to help all kids from different race, because it's not good to lose a kid, and especially at their age. Wouldn't she like to be grandparents? But now she's got to wait for a daughter or something. But like her only son, gee, that knocks it on the head, man.
What do you reckon like that happen if they try to bulldoze it? Like, bro, come on, son. You reckon the boys is gonna get up again? Oh,
I don't know, like, they're doing one thing at a time, and I think they're trying to get us in a corner where we can't back out, but no matter what corner you put us in, we always come out.
Okay, survive.
Yeah. Because, right. Like I said, they're our next generation. We got to protect them. And if we don't protect them, who's going to protect them?
Yeah, that's what's left.
And like, they always say the police will protect them, but look what police are doing to them.
It's sort of the opposite at the moment, isn't it?
Like they said on the news, there goes the Aboriginal relationship with the police.
Was there much of one before then, though?
No, because they were coming down, taking them to camps and that, and like, people were getting weary ideas, like if they're taking their kids out and asking them questions and that. And like, nobody knows because they go on camps. And like, some kids, they got barred. But how can you bar kids? They're only kids. Even me, I've got in trouble. Everyone's got in trouble. It's just human. And no one can't say, no one's been in trouble, because that'll be a big lie. And from early ages, get in trouble with your mum and dad. You've done this, you've done that, you snuck a couple of drinks and that, took off, had parties when you're not supposed to go. And you think about all the fun times, but like, she's got to grieve now because he won't be able to remember all them fun times. And his brother and that, all their cousins, they'll remember. And it's just all of them, they were all his little friends and that, they were all dependent and waiting. Oh, he's going to be a mad 18th birthday, DJ's. We'll have a good time there. And it would have been a good time. Like, when your first 18th birthday, you only turned sweet 18 months. He just never got to get there.
What are the community moment feeling in general? Is there anger or just grief? Or
There's both. But mainly there's a bit more over anger than grief, but everyone's just taking their time and going to do it the proper way now.
And this has been brewing for a long time,
too long.
That's like last year, the Waterloo riot, knocked the little 11-year-old blood.
Yeah, against the fence, that was more nephew too.
Yeah.
And then the year before that, they knocked a little Aboriginal boy here. He got pins in his ankles.
Yeah,
and Robbo, his name was.
Yeah.
He got run off his bike and slammed against the wall by a paddy wagon.
Yeah.
And it just builds up and builds up and builds up.
Until it blows up.
Yeah, and this time they pushed it too far. And now they're trying to back out of it. And you can't back out of something what you've done.
Like you just said, we admit what we do wrong, you know.
Yeah,
it's time for them to
admit up. Yeah, it's just like when we asked John Howard to say sorry. You reckon he'd say sorry? No, he wouldn't.
Well, cheers for that, Uncle. You know.
All right.
That's Sam Hookie there down the block.
Ding-a-da, ding-a-da, hoo.